Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, we'll discuss the different types of culture. Now, we all know what is the meaning of culture, but there are different types of culture. For example, there can be Western culture, there can be Indian culture, Eastern culture, there is also something called youth culture, counter culture, high culture, as well as popular culture. Of course, there are other types of cultures as well. For example, national culture bol sakte hain, or organizational culture bol sakte hain, digital culture bol sakte hain. But in the field of cultural studies, the name of Raymond Williams is very important, and in particular his categorization of culture into three parts. One, he says dominant culture, uske baad emergent, and then residual culture. Three cultures he talks about. So first of all, what is dominant culture? See, dominant culture is basically any culture, any set of cultural practices that are dominant in any society at any given point of time. Theek hai? What is residual culture? Residual culture is just the traces of a previous culture that may be left. ठीक है? उसके बाद, what is emergent culture? Now, emergent culture is something which may be emerging. And that emergent culture is, in general, in opposition to the dominant culture. ठीक है? So, three different types of cultures. एक है, residual culture. And as the name suggests, a kind of residue. So, elements from a previous phase or a previous era which still continues to exist today. उसे कहते हैं residual culture. After that, dominant culture. As the name suggests, the culture that is in operation. After that, emergent culture. Emergent culture is new ways of doing things that go against the dominant culture. ठीक है? And Raymond Williams says that the dominant culture is constantly changing and prevents other cultures from becoming controlling power in society. ठीक है? The dominant culture itself is changing. And Raymond Williams also believed that there are clashes between cultures in a society. ठीक है? And see, when Raymond Williams talks about culture, okay, he refers to the established language, tradition, religion, values, rituals, as well as social customs. Okay, in sare cheezon ko ye kehte hain culture, dominant culture, or residual culture, or emergent culture. So culture is not limited to just social practices. It includes language, religion, values, rituals also. Okay, now after that, what is the meaning of Western culture? Something that originated in the West, and something that is generally American or European. ठीक है? उसके बाद Eastern culture can be the cultures that are different from the Western culture or the cultures that are practiced in the Eastern part of the world. ठीक है? उसके बाद आते हैं Indian culture. Indian culture से क्या मतलब है? The cultures that are existent in India. Simple. Now, उसके बाद आते हैं youth culture. ये भी term बहुत famous है, you know, in the field of cultural studies and in the field of sociology also. So, what is youth culture? A culture that is created and shared by young people, usually between the ages of 15 to 25. So, youth culture is often characterized by rebellion, okay? Then creativity, diversity. Then youth culture can be expressed through music also, fashion, social movements. After that, let's come to counterculture. Now, what is counterculture? See, this is a culture that opposes and rejects the mainstream or dominant culture. Use kehte hain counterculture. And counterculture also offers alternative values, beliefs and lifestyles. And counterculture is often motivated by social criticism, political dissent. After that, what is high culture? Ye bhi term jo hai bahut famous hai. You should be aware of what is the meaning of high culture. See, high culture is generally considered to be superior and refined, sophisticated, and something that is practiced by the elites or the dominant or the ruling class. Use kehte hain high culture in any society. High culture is often associated with art and literature as well as classical music. Now, after that, let's come to popular culture. Ye kya hota hai? See, this is a culture that is widely produced, distributed and consumed by the masses, by the general people. So, it is something different from the high culture. And popular culture is often associated with entertainment as well as mass media. And popular culture can also be seen as a site of contestation and negotiation where different groups of individuals and people challenge and appropriate and subvert the dominant culture or the hegemonic culture. ठीक है? So this is why the popular culture is so important. It directly and many a times indirectly also challenges the high culture or the dominant culture. So from the point of view of cultural studies, ठीक है. यू शुड बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड एनालाइज द कॉम्प्लेक्सिटी एंड डाइवर्सिटी ऑफ कल्चर्स, ठीक है, बी इट पॉपुलर कल्चर, बी इट हाई कल्चर, काउंटर कल्चर, यूथ कल्चर, एंड ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड द इम्प्लीकेशंस ऑफ वेरियस कल्चर्स फॉर सोसाइटीज एंड इंडिविजुअल्स, ठीक है. एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू इन द बिगिनिंग दैट इन द फील्ड ऑफ कल्चरल स्टडीज द नेम ऑफ रेमंड विलियम्स इज वेरी फेमस, स्पेशली हिज कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ डोमिनेंट कल्चर, इमर्जेंट कल्चर एंड रेजिड्यूअल कल्चर, ठीक है.